Listen to this news. Nigeria Customs defends ICTN, cites security, efficiency, and global trade benefits. The Nigeria Customs Service, NCS, has defended its proposed implementation of the International Cargo Tracking Note, ICTN, stating that the system will enhance trade security and improve the ease of doing business at Nigerian ports. OC Orba, the Zone A coordinator representing Controller General of Customs Bashir Adeni, addressed journalists on Thursday, explaining that the ICTN provides advanced cargo information, allowing for better threat assessment and targeted inspections. The statement comes amid opposition from stakeholders who have raised legal and cost concerns regarding the system. In a formal petition to President Bola Tinubu and the National Assembly, Lucky Amawero, President of the National Council of Managing Directors of Licensed Customs Agents, NCMDLCA, argued that the ICTN lacks legal backing and does not justify the fees imposed on imports and exports. The NCS maintained that Section 28 of the Nigeria Customs Service Act, 2023, grants it the authority to develop and maintain electronic cargo tracking systems. The law provides a solid foundation for ICTN implementation, ensuring that all legal requirements are met, the service stated. This is not just about technology adoption. It is about fundamentally transforming Nigeria's maritime trade, making our ports more efficient, transparent, and competitive on the global stage. According to Customs, the ICTN will improve cargo tracking, speed up manifest verification, automate risk assessments, lower demurrage charges, and create more predictable delivery schedules for businesses. Additionally, the system is expected to simplify and accelerate port operations by enabling pre-arrival processing of cargo information, reducing documentation time, and ensuring seamless information flow between customs and other stakeholders. Citing international examples, Orba highlighted that Ghana, which implemented ICTN in 2015, has seen improved cargo clearance efficiency and increased revenue collection. Similarly, Kenya's adoption of the system in 2014 has led to reduced cargo dwell time and enhanced operational efficiency. Other countries, including Turkey and Brazil, have also leveraged ICTN to streamline operations, reducing the need for physical inspections without compromising security. Addressing concerns over additional clearance costs, the NCS acknowledged the need for a balanced fee structure. However, it argued that international experience suggests the costs are often offset by savings from reduced delays, lower demurrage charges, and improved operational efficiency. Policy and Law, BAI revises bird flu guidelines for safe poultry imports.